go back down south to northern Georgia and catch up with the head golf professional at the Keep, Doug Amore. And Doug, how are you this morning?
I'm good. We've been enjoying some unseasonably warm weather, so it's just enough to kind of get us through the doldrums of winter.
I have to tell you that I'm sure that warm weather arrived just as soon as I left town last weekend. So it's probably much better now for all the golfers you got this week. Maybe the golf course has dried out a little bit from that 2+ inches of rain I saw driving in.
It's good. You know, you always hope for a couple of good weeks in the wintertime just for maintenance purposes and, you know, for the golfers to kind of scratch that itch. And I know we're not out of winter yet, but we'll enjoy it while we have it. And we know spring's right around the corner.
Well, Doug, tell us what it's like sitting up there in that trailer they got you parked in right now over one of the probably one of the most beautiful golf courses in America. The Keep has not been open very long, but it's already getting a lot of attention. And from what I saw last weekend, that's deservingly so.
Yeah, it's funny. We do have our temporary trailers here for the golf shop, and I kind of talk to guys about my fancy double wide, and then I show them the picture out the front door, and all of a sudden they're not making fun of me anymore. So it's a special piece of property, and I think what makes it even more special is just everywhere you're at on property, you have kind of a special view. It's a little different from every location, but it's unique, and it's just I think it's really going to be something. I remember Reese Jones saying a little bit about this being one of the top five properties he's ever been privileged enough to build on, and that I think that speaks volumes for itself.
It's an amazing view that you have, and it's amazing how that property kind of just sort of flows together a little bit. And, you know, you look at the property, and it's, you know, a lot of trees are gone, and it's just amazing sometimes what you find in the land when you strip it all down and you open it up to all the potential views and options you can put on a golf course.
Well, that kind of went into it with just a real simple motto. You know, golfers sometimes we say you play it as it lies, and they kind of took that into their building concept of they wanted to build it as it lies and basically try not to move things around. You dig out, you discover things like you've seen our hole number 17. There's just wonderful rock outcroppings all the way around the hole, and it just led itself perfectly for a very unique hole. And that it's that kind of stuff I think is pretty evident all the way around. They didn't have to move a whole lot of rocks. They just had to position things in the right places to kind of amplify the vista views, and they were spot on in everything they did.
Well, take us through a little bit of the Keep experience. I'm sure by now there's people that are circling it, planning on heading down there because they've seen a couple of pictures or they've heard something from somebody. But when they get there and they pull up on the shuttle outside of your trailer, how does the experience start and how does it go?
Surprisingly, it is very much a kind of a Parkland type course, you know, that it's pretty open. It's a very reasonable walk. You walked it, did it with a caddy, enjoyed your day. So it's one of those, we have two golf courses on property, and our original golf courses kind of cut through properties, and you got the out of bounds, and it's really nice, narrow and tight. But you get out here, and you've got space. And I think the course is designed very well with space in mind. It is very open. We sit right on the edge of the bluff. You can see hundreds of miles from every hole. But there's some trouble out there. But yet, at the same time, that there's enough room that you can play around the trouble. You literally can play the ball on the ground from tee to green. You can get through the golf course that way. So it's very playable. But yet, the design features, the green structures, and make the course very interesting to play. And the more time you play, you find yourself just in a little different positions, and the hole plays entirely different, which is, I think, a mark of a well-designed course. But yeah, it's a hard course to describe. You know, you're sitting on top of the mountain, and we're talking about a course that's on a mountain and very walkable. Those two things don't usually go together. But it's unique. It's unique in so many aspects. I do believe it's going to rank up there with some of the great golf courses here in the state of Georgia and hopefully in the Southeast. We'll kind of let the guests kind of define a little bit more of what we are and what we can become. So we're excited to get more guests out here playing, experiencing it, getting their thoughts of it, and seeing where this grows to.
Well, I've got to ask you, do you have a favorite golf hole out there? I know there's 18 really good ones, but do you have a favorite?
Well, you know, obviously everybody's going to ask that, and it's a hard question to answer because there's two different ways to look at it. There's a couple of my favorite holes just for the aesthetic purposes. I love getting to number 8 tee box. It's a long par 3. It plays right down a hill, and you got the whole vista view in the background. And the way the green just sits up, and it's kind of built to mirror the mountain ranges in the background. So it's a wonderful view. And then 16, you kind of walk down the fairway. It's probably the highest point on property. Then you tee off, and you can see pretty good. And you tee off, and then you kind of walk down a hill, and then you're just kind of walking right back up the hill. And as you crest the hill, just the whole world's in front of you. And it's just one of those moments that you just enjoy every time you play it. So those are two of those great things. And then as far as the design to the hole, we have a wicked par 5, number 10, that runs along the bluff. And it's a wonderfully designed par 5. And then we have a couple of par 3s that just are really challenging. So it depends on which way you want to look. Aesthetically, you got a couple of great holes. If you like design purposes, there's a couple of 3-4 holes here that you'll remember when you walk away.
Well, a couple of things that stood out to me is very nice work done on the bunkers. They're not way too deep where people are going to struggle to get out of them. And also the greens seemed really fair as well. There's not an excessive amount of big humps and bumps in them.
Yeah, you know, interesting, you mentioned the bunkering. And that was one of the things that was really spoken about and kind of back and forth with the design. The golf course being so open. I mean, you literally can see from one end of the golf course to the other. There are places on the golf course where you can see parts of every hole. So when you're looking at that grand scale, if our bunkering was too small, or if they were all flat sand bunkers with grass faces, you wouldn't see that much. It wouldn't have a dramatic impact on the views and the beauty of it. So our bunkers are really large here. They're not steep sand-based bunkers, but they have just enough that you really can see them from 3 or 4 holes away, and it just kind of sprinkles that color from the luscious green of the fairways to then you kind of start getting the golden brown of the native areas, and then you put the white sand in, and it really makes for some really dramatic background. So the bunkering's a huge part of the aesthetics, and obviously they did pretty good with the placement of them as well to make the golf course still challenging. But the green complex is by far are really what makes the golf course fun. And we got the Zoysia grass. We're doing the stadium Zoysia, which is a really brand new strand of Zoysia. I believe it came out of Texas, and it's going to be incredibly playable. So we'll have a lot of the little chipping areas around the green, some of the runoff areas that allow you to do anything from hitting your 60-degree lob to even Texas wedge to putting it if you need to. So I think that's what's going to make it so much fun. If you're a creative player, you're really going to love it out here.
Okay, with all the elevation you have, are there days up there where the wind just really blows a lot, or is it not that bad the way the course sort of settles into the landscape around it?
Well, Mr. Bergen will be quoted on that one. He found out really quick that the things that he was taught in architectural school, you know, when you remove trees, wind becomes greater. So when you remove as many trees as they did up here, and we're pretty exposed on the edge of this bluff, the wind tends to move pretty good through here. So they realized that really quick, and the golf course is designed to take that into consideration. We have what Mr. Bergen defines as ribbon tees, so they're very long tee boxes that gives us options on a daily basis to kind of move tees up and forward based off of weather conditions, especially the wind. And then the fairways are very generous, wide landing areas that will also make it very playable on those days when the wind's blowing the 15 to 20. So I do believe wind will be one of those things that we see on more days than not. Very enjoyable in the summertime, a little chilly in the wintertime, but Yes, being exposed out here on the edge, we're definitely going to be impacted by it.